But Mike, this is a Muser's tradition for years and years and years. Thanksgiving week, the President of the United States will pardon a turkey or two, and then we will visit with one of those turkeys on the program. So joining us now is one of the turkeys pardoned by Joe Biden yesterday. He pardoned Liberty and Belle. And we say good morning to Liberty, turkey that is still with us, thankfully. Good morning, Liberty.
Hey, great to be on with the most successful long-running morning radio program in DFW history, man. Congratulations, man. That's great.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And congrats to you.
You guys got into the TV Hall of Fame or something?
The Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. All right. Well, your producer said the TV Hall of Fame. At least I think he said that. It was hard to understand him. He was a little nervous. A lot of shake voice there. But, man, George, what a week, you know?
Craig.
I mean, I never thought I'd see this day. I mean, I'm a free turkey. Free turkey. And the first thing I did was at a restaurant. Downed about four low-end IPAs, kicked back, celebrated, and wow. I tell you, the world's really changed since I've been in lockup. It's I hope I can survive on the outside. I mean, I don't want to climb a chair and carve my name on anything, do that whole Brooksy deal. But
right.
but yeah, I did. You know, I didn't think I would be pardoned. I was on death row because I was part of that whole Jan 6 thing.
you were on death row for that?
Yeah. And, you know, I was I was screeching through that Capitol building acting a fool alongside about half of Mike Ducey's family.
Hey, no.
Stan, he's on with you right now.
Yeah.
But, hi, Liberty. You know, good morning.
I got to say, hey, Mike, how are you? It was a great time, though, in the Capitol building. I mean, we were just, you know, we were there trying to stop the steal. But I tried to deny it at trial, but they found my DNA all over Pelosi's office.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't think that they would test for turkey DNA, but so I just went at it. You know, she had a blouse hanging in the closet, and I went ape on that thing.
Okay, Liberty.
Oh. I mean, have you seen her big natties?
Well, you should be locked up then.
Them things are bussing, man. No cap. Okay, best in Congress. But anyway, they ran that DNA through the database. I'm hauled in. I took the plea deal, went into prison, thought I was going to die, but old Sleepy Joey pardoned me, so I got to give a shout-out to him. Can I do that real quick? Can I give a shout-out to Joe Biden?
Sure.
Shout-out, Sleepy Joe. Thank you for what you did for me this week. It was great. And thanks for pardoning my cousin, too, Bell.
Oh, your cousin?
Yeah. He got pardoned, too, so but I didn't think Bell was going to make it, you know what I mean? Because the test to win the pardon is pretty difficult.
Huh, they have a test.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty detailed test. Yeah, there's a driving portion to it. There's a trivia portion. They got a talent competition.
Really?
Yeah, I sang some Cardi B. And I did it was pretty funny. I did like a Sinatra version of WAP. You ever heard that song, WAP?
Yeah. That would be
that's one of your favorites,
Why don't you give us a little bit of that right now?
No, that's all right. But, you know, there was also a brief, like, Squid Game-like version of that red light, green light. That part was pretty nervous.
Wow.
That was really scary. But we did it, and Bell sang like a Queen song, you know. He's a little girly pop, so it's perfect for him. But he slayed. It was great. We're free now.
Wow.
And I get out, and here I am, and I see that my boys are actually doing all right. The Cowboys, huh?
Yeah, 7-3.
This is great. I mean, I'm so happy to be on. You can probably tell by my accent. I grew up in Bedford, but
couldn't tell.
But a huge Cowboy fan. And I'm you know, of course, I'm making my way from Washington, D.C. And you know, the thing is, they do not provide flights back from Washington, D.C. So I'm at a payphone right now. You didn't know they still had those, but I found the one. And I'm about halfway to getting back to Bedford right now, so I just had to walk from D.C., yeah.
Well, they should give you a ride or a flight.
Yeah, give me a ride or something like that. But I'm going to be down there in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm going to be doing a book signing.
You have a book?
Yeah, I wrote about my experience. It's called Vibe Turkey, How a Gen Z Turkey Went from Capital Storm and Patriot to TikTok Influencer and Live to Tell About It. It's, you know, it's not literature. Let's go crazy here. But,
what is it?
But, you know, it's just got to, it's turkey talk. You know, yeah. It's talking turkey. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing and everything. And hey, I am so pleased to find out. When I went in to the prison,
mm-hmm.
I thought there's no way, if I ever get out of this alive, there's no way Mike Ducey will still be on the air. And lo and behold, look, Mike, congratulations.
Technically, I still am, yes.
Big fan of yours.
Thanks, Liberty.
Really big fan of Sam Gannon.
She's great, isn't she?
Yeah, can you, introduce? She married? What's the story there?
I don't know if we need to get into that, but I'm sure she'd be happy to... exchange emails maybe with you. Let's start that way. Would she be happy?
It's so great. Hey, I really appreciate it, guys, and really thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
We're happy for you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I appreciate that, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Greg, and
Craig.
And happy birthday to Mike Ducey right there. Mike,
thanks.
Love you, pal.
Thanks, Liberty.
All right.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it.
All right, take all kinds of
care.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Liberty. No, Liberty, no.
Oh, one of the turkeys pardoned by Joe Biden yesterday.